720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line, excited not only for Chicago, but music fans, fans of one of the fastest moving members of the music community. This is one of the biggest stars and getting bigger, going along with the fastest growing tequila, El Bandido Yankee. It's Jelly Roll, right? And Jim Bob Morris, the head bandito and CEO of Roar Spirits Online. Jim Bob, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you, Dane. I am so pleased to be here. Immediately when I talk to you, for some reason, I always want to go into Elvis mode because you just, you know, I just want to go, well, thank you. Thank you very much for that introduction. But happy to be here, buddy.
Well, you think about this, and people who are familiar with the station, listen to WGN, they know that El Bandido Yankee is doing, I don't want to say almost everything, but so much when it comes to sports, whether it's the NHL, whether it's food, whether it's spirits, whether it's barbecue, whether it's the NFL tailgates, and of course, music with Country Thunder and all your favorite stars of the music world. But you think about this, is there a star right now, and I'm bringing this out to the listeners as well, bigger than Jelly Roll?
Well, Jelly Roll had a super year. It was a fantastic year, his CMA Awards. But, you know, his manager is a gentleman by the name of John Minnelli. John was Jay-Z's manager for 17 years. And so, you know, he helped build the success of Jay-Z. And I think John just rolled over here to Jelly Roll. And they're going to basically, he's going to strike lightning twice, I think. He had a fantastic year, Jelly Roll did. And I tell you, what a great guy. I mean, you know, I've hung out with him, been with him a couple times. And what always gets me is just, he's just such a nice and humble individual. And I enjoyed that aspect about him.
Yep. John Minnelli has been part of some big success on the music side. And you think of all those songs, the radio airplay, the CMA Awards. But one of the things that people love to do is see Jelly Roll live. He is an amazing live performer, right? And it's one of those things. He is doing this in the first time. It's the trajectory going straight up, whether it's El Bandido, whether it is Jelly Roll, first time on tour. And he is going on tour with El Bandido Yankee. So talk a little bit about that. You have been, you know, aware of Jelly Roll since he made you aware by proclaiming on stage at Tailgate and Tall Boys how much he loved El Bandido.
Yeah, I mean, and Jelly has a unique way of doing it. I mean, he's 100% authentic. And he basically, he came out, used a couple expletives about how great this blankety-blank tequila was, and some expletive bombs and more expletive bombs and, you know, said, hey, thank you, blah, 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 expletive, expletive. But, and I go like this, I immediately turn to somebody, I go, I hope we got that. Did we get that? Did anybody get that? Did we get that? So, but he, when he came to Bloomington last year, I just immediately liked him. I liked him because he's like us. He's an authentic spirit. He's a rebel. And so El Bandido Yankee and Jelly Roll, to me, I thought we were a perfect fit. I think our partnership, to me, I think he's a trailblazer. I think we've been a trailblazer in our business, and especially with launching El Bandido Yankee. We certainly, hey, we were neophytes for a while, but we're quick learners. But when we trailblazed into the 3,300 some tequilas out there, we didn't know what we were getting into, but boy, we have a great partner in him. I tell you what, it to me, it defines a very powerful and unique collaboration for us.
First opportunity 1 year ago on stage at Tailgate and Tall Boys. Now he's going to have 40 more opportunities on stage to proclaim his support of the brand on the Back Road Baptism Tour. So how did it come to pass, right? You know, as far as the getting together, I know that you guys have been in contact with each other and you guys have been talking. And so who had the big idea? Let's go on tour. Let's make this happen.
You know, I ran into Jelly at the FBO in Nashville, and he was flying to, he was going to, I believe, Georgia. And he was waiting on Kid Rock's jet to come in there, and we flew the El Bandido jet in there, and I was stopping to go look at Broadway Street, and Jelly comes in there, and I reintroduced myself from meeting him at Tailgates and Tall Boys, and we just got talking, and he says, oh, I'm waiting, I'm flying to a concert, I'm waiting on Kid Rock's jet, and there was confusion on whether Kid Rock's jet was going to get there or not, and so I go, Well, heck, Jelly, I mean, I'll fly to Georgia. I'll change my plans. It was like a Thursday night. I didn't have anything else going on. I go, I'll take it. He kind of looked at me dumbfounded, like, really, man, you'd do that? And I go, sure, let's do it. It'll be fun. Well, Kid Rock's jet ended up showing. I didn't get to do that. But months later, gave one of his day managers, my card. And months later, they kind of reached out to us. And that was in May, and we started talking about putting this collaboration together. And you know, we were looking at things that I thought were common ground for us. I thought we had the same kind of shared values. I mean, he's authentic. We're 100% authentic. And that's one of the things I think there's a whole generation of people out there that have never had real tequila. We're real tequila. We're not adulterated. We don't have any additives. And so, like, there's a lot of these fancy tequilas that people are drinking today and they're overpaying for them. It's not tequila. It's like grape juice. I mean, they put vegetable glycerin in there. They put vanilla. They'll put nutmeg. They'll put butterscotch. They'll put caramel in it. And so we don't do anything. We just use straight up agave. We are considered one of the world's top authentic tequilas, and I'm very proud about that. And so, but you know, Jelly, he connects people. It's a fun time with him. He's all about his family and friends. And you know, I thought that we could really reach and impact a lot of different partnerships with him, and we'd have a bunch of engaging campaigns with a cat like this. I mean, he's going to go nothing but rocket ship up. And so, you know, we had a shared fan base, and so we had that overlapping, what I felt, demographic fan base. It made us, from a collaborative strength point, I thought it was really good. But we came together, John and his other managers in the group CSM with Chris King and Matt and Steven out of Nashville. We put this deal together after couple months, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
On the authenticity side, you know, Jelly Roll is, and he has said for the longest time, he is a tequila fan. He loves tequila. And of course, we get great endorsements. El Bandito does, from whether it's great publications or certainly fans or celebrities all over the place. But talk a little bit about that his appreciation for it in the world of celebrity endorsements. People will slap their name on anything or join up with anything, that it came from the heart.
Well, I think the fact that, you know, the relationship was started off as just genuine, authentic. I thought that it's more than a business arrangement. I mean, he likes it. We love our product. And so I think the connection between Jelly and our brand, El Bandito Yankee, is one of the great stories, because it just came from, I really wasn't looking for him. I mean, I became a fan of his after he came into Bloomington, Illinois and played at Tailgates and Tallboys. And just, you know, and I bumped into him a couple of different times. And so that was a guy who I thought, man, that's, you know, that's a Bandito. That guy's kind of got the rebel spirit. But he talks and he sings about redemption. This is funny too, is that when we were doing this deal, I've got executive members on my team that are from Anheuser-Busch and, you know, from Bacardi. And so, you know, they're a little conservative and they're like, well, you know, Jim, I mean, Jelly's got this, you know, he's got felony X and blah, blah, blah. And I go, yeah. I said, I got Secret Service. I got CIA guys on my payroll. I go, let me tell you something. All you need to know about Jelly Roll is he played on the Grand Ole Opry. And I said, I could take my whole team of guys that worked in special forces and investigative careers, and nobody's going to vet Jelly Roll better than what the Grand Ole Opry did. And he played with one of my favorite artists, Craig Morgan, and sang a song, Almost Home. And I got to tell you right then, I go, man, that dude is just, he's as good as gold and as honest as the day he is. He owns his background, and I love that about him.
Yeah, when you think about that, just having that authenticity on the relationship side, that it happened in the most natural way and for the best of reasons. And so, Jim Bob, as we let you go, talk a little bit about this. You said you weren't looking for an endorsement. You weren't looking for something like this. And for them, this is the only thing they've done. So to have it be, you know, millions of fans, millions of records, all those views, awards, and all that kind of stuff, is the only relationship, the only sponsor that they have is you.
Yeah. No, I know that. I mean, and I'm very happy to be a part of that. I thought, you know, when we looked at this deal, I mean, we get pretty analytical in regards to, you know, where's the ROI, you know, where's the reach and the impact. And I thought that the potential reach that we could get and the impact of the partnership, we could help elevate Jelly Roll. And I thought Jelly Roll, you know, certainly could help elevate us. And so I think that his music career, I'm looking forward to the next album. I mean, that's, you know, in the music business, you come out with your first album and your sophomore album, and then, hey, how's that next album look? It's the real key to your success. But I can tell you, he's a great songwriter. And like I said, his authenticity comes through in that songwriting and so forth. So I just feel that the campaign together is just great. I'm really looking forward to new opportunities with him as we move forward. Is that I just can think of 100 things I'd like to get, you know, put him on board with.
Greater than the sum of the parts, Jelly Roll and El Bandito Yankee. We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com for all of those tour stops on the Back Road Baptism Tour. And Jim Bob, it's going to be a great summer. It's going to be a fun summer. A lot of great fans around the country are going to get to see Jelly Roll live. They're going to meet El Bandito Yankee at the same time. So congratulations.
Hey, I appreciate it. And everybody out there, have a great El Bandito Yankee day, and we'll catch up with you on the tour.